Hello and welcome to our sixth call. I want to thank you for being an active participant in this program, setting a firm foundation for your new life. And I'm so grateful for you, and I celebrate you for believing in and using the power within you to improve your life. So today's call is going to flow like this. We're going to set our intention for this program and this call, and then we're going to go deep into unforgiveness, forgiveness, and intention. And we're going to explore your power to rewire your mind through love, rewriting neural pathways of belief to set you free. And then we're going to experience a new meditation to forgive and infuse all with love. And then we're going to recap. Okay, so first, we solidify the intention for this program. We've come together to learn how to bring your heart and brain into coherence to feel safe, to heal and rewrite neural pathways of belief, freeing you from the pain of the past, to raise your vibration to that of the limitless love of the greater consciousness of the divinity within, so that you create and live your life from this love vibration, no matter what's going on around you. Our intention for this call is to open the way for you to transform unforgiveness to love, rewriting neural pathways of belief that have blocked you from your true happiness. So together we set our intention. So just close your eyes and take a deep cleansing breath and fully exhale, pushing out any stagnant air. Ooh, and then just take another deep breath. And while your eyes are closed, we'll set our intention as we focus on feeling that breath coming into and exhaling from your body. And just listen carefully to my voice and feel the energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. As a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. And now with eyes still closed, focus for a moment on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude and immerse yourself in gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now follow those blessings to more. More love, more joy, more happiness. Opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience, for you truly are limitless. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now, under grace, in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond steel force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. Okay, so let's dive in. So today, let's begin by getting even more clear about our intention. So we want to overcome our programmed belief that living at a constant level of fear is normal. We want to transform all pain and suffering of the past, everything that's been buried in our subconscious to be healed in all directions of time. We want to be free of everything that's less than love that happened before this moment. We want to be so aware of our energetic state that when we realize our energy has dipped into a fear vibration, all we have to do is think about gratitude, and immediately our body will be immersed in the elevated emotion of gratitude to spontaneously shift to that love state of being with an open and clear connection with the greater consciousness, that divinity within. We want to be so attuned to this energetic vibration that every cell in our body responds. We want to be able to immediately address negative outside stimulants as an observer and spontaneously infuse them with love, with the intention of creating a higher outcome. We want sustaining our energetic state of being to become like muscle memory. When our energy is challenged by adversity, there's no question, no hesitation. We face it from a foundation of love, and we react from love, where we hold the power. We're not swayed by outside influences. We're safe, secure, with strength and stamina, empowered through the love vibration, and higher outcomes naturally flow to us. Solutions to problems miraculously appear. And we live our version of heaven on earth. So let's look more closely at that act of intention. And I want to be really clear. A firm, heartfelt intention, sincerely from your heart, loaded with an elevated love emotion, is everything. Nothing changes without intention, and life changes more quickly with a locked-in, impassioned, elevated, emotional, fully aroused intention. Because to arouse means to stimulate to action, and that's what our intention is, a stimulant for action. And until we set a firm, clear, emotionally charged intention, we can want to change our life all day long, but nothing happens. Nothing changes until we combine the intention with that charged, elevated love emotion. And why do we need the emotional love charge? Because when we want to change our life, we're caught up in that need to have something we don't already have. And our brain has that internal battle going on. You remember the one where our conscious isn't happy and wants something different? And deep in our heart, we hear the whisper of that superconscious saying, "Yes, you can have that. It's right here in your field of potentiality. It's already yours." But our subconscious is saying, no, you can't have that. Remember when that awful thing happened the last time you tried to improve your life? Or you feel those feelings of, you're not good enough, and who do you think you are? So your desire to improve your life becomes a power struggle within your brain, and the loudest feelings are despair over not seeing any headway of improvement. And your conscious is kind of just standing there wondering, what the heck? And then next thing you know, the timer goes off on the dryer, or you start scrolling through social media, or you get a text, or you turn on the TV, or you call a friend who will join you in the misery that is your life. And you feel overwhelmed, stressed, and you can't think greater than you feel. And nothing changes inside of you. So nothing changes outside of you. Your life stays the same. Unhappy. Or maybe you're happy in some areas of your life, but you know you can be happy in the areas that you aren't. Well, the concept of setting a firm intention is kind of like gratitude. Gratitude isn't just a word. It's a state of being. Gratitude is an elevated emotion. And when you're in that state of being, vibrating in an elevated emotion, energy moves. And you become a magnet for experiences of that beautiful, elevated emotion. When we use intention as just a word, 9 letters put together to form a sound, that's all it is. It's flat and goes nowhere. But when we infuse that word with energy, an impassioned, elevated, fully aroused emotion, life changes. Life changes. What seems like 100 years ago, I worked for an architect, and he would tell clients things that could not be done. And my coworker, the young architect who actually did the drawings, he would get so angry. And I can still hear him saying, "Words mean things." Make your words, your intentions, your gratitude mean things. Infuse them with the impassioned, elevated emotion of love, energy of your essence. Love is who you are. Use that energy. Be that state of being. This is exactly why some affirmations work and some don't. When you say, "I'm a money magnet," and you're feeling despair, worry, and anxiety because you need money, your affirmation energy tells the universe, "I want to feel bad having no money," and it responds by sending you no money. But when you say, "I'm a money magnet," with elevated, aroused emotions and feeling the joy of receiving avalanches of money, you send out to the universe the excitement and joy of having money, and the universe responds. It sends you money. You receive money. The energy behind our words is the driving force. The energy is what broadcasts out to the universe. The words are just the delivery system of conscious thought. But just to be clear, anger, anxiety, regret, feelings of betrayal and abandonment, shame and guilt, all those feelings are impassioned. They're aroused, impassioned, awful feelings. And they hold power just like love does because they hold so much passion. And we've powerfully created experiences with those feelings. We've been on that roller coaster of a cycle of less than love, intense feelings of anger and anxiety and worry and overwhelm and stress, creating the experiences of our life, and we've gotten good at it. There was a time that, man, I was really good at it. But we've perfected manifesting from this fear state, and now we're ready to refuse to linger in those feelings, opting instead to stand fully in our awareness of what we're feeling so we can consciously choose to feel something better. To consciously shift to gratitude, where we can then set our intention with the impassioned, elevated emotion of already having what we want. In deepest gratitude, gratitude being the ultimate state of receivership. Yes, I have what I want. Feeling that, being that, saying that, when there's no sign of it in sight. I have the money to XYZ. Saying and feeling with passion. I have the most amazing job that I love while you're unemployed. Saying and feeling with passion, I'm settling into my dream home when you're sleeping on your friend's couch. Impassioned intention is everything. Your reality begins with the energetic spark of your thoughts. What have your impassioned thoughts been this week? Were they laced with fear, like anger, anxiety, stress, resentment, confusion? Or were they overflowing with love, gratitude, appreciation, thankfulness? Were you bubbling over with the euphoric bliss of love of the highest order, feeling full, immeasurable joy, every cell impassioned with love energy? Unless your body feels the feels of the happy love that you want to experience, nothing changes. You have to be able to feel greater than your thinking. Shifting into the love vibration through meditation and writing in your journal how you're using your empowerment tools supports you to think greater, because you shift your energy, you expand your energy so you can think greater. And when you can feel the limitless possibility, expanding your awareness of your energy, becoming that new state of being, a profound, powerful expansion of love where anything is possible. From that vibration, you think greater. You're free from fear, so you think greater. What has your body felt this week? Was it elated? Was it numb? Was it stuck in chaos? Were you practicing a full immersion into gratitude? Were you fully immersed, every cell singing with love? Did you know your cells can sing? They can. The first time I ever saw that, I was in a theta healing class, and we had partners, and we were doing a check of the body. And I could see my partner's cells were singing. It was amazing. And when I do the gratitude meditation that we had, I think it was last week. When I do that back to back, I'll do it, listen to it first. Then I listen to it again because I'm really moved into that energy. And so I listen to it again. My body is vibrating by the time I complete it the second time, usually in the first time, but boy, by the time the second one's done, ooh, I can feel my cells singing in that emotion, that those feelings of gratitude, of possibility, connected with the superconscious higher self, as one with the divinity, being in that greater consciousness energy of love, and it's powerful. And that's our goal, is to be there more hours in the day than we're not. And when you write in your empowerment journal, you know the answers to all these questions that I've asked, you know the answer to them on a daily basis. You look back at your day when you're writing in the before sleep, and you can see where you used your power and where you didn't. And you can take that moment of realization to document how you used your power and celebrate. Or if you didn't use your power, you can stop everything and face where you didn't use your power and infuse all with love. And you have a meditation that'll help you do that. Transforming that chaos energy to love, because it's never too late to transform energy. You have the power. As you implement this awareness on a daily basis and follow through with course corrections, you naturally become the cause of experiences in your life based in love energy, directing and creating the effect experiences based in love energy. You control the narrative with your impassioned, elevated energy of love and gratitude. But sometimes you feel challenged when you're working at achieving that state of gratitude. It's like there's a detour. You realize you're not in that love vibration anymore. Maybe you got triggered. Or maybe you were just standing there minding your own business, and next thing you know, there's something lingering in the background. You can sense it with your awareness. There's something uncomfortable, but you're not sure what it is or where it came from. Well, if that energy is yours, there's something lingering in your subconscious. What is it? Well, you're probably feeling the angst of something your subconscious is holding in unforgiveness. And it's struggling to get to the forefront of your thoughts, so you'll take action and heal it by transforming the energy to love. Well, you know, you've set your intention to improve your life. And that light that you've brought in with that intention, that glow of love you're working at moving into the love vibration, all that glow is going to shine a light on your subconscious. And it's going to reveal and show you what you're holding in the fear of unforgiveness so you can forgive and set yourself free. We all have baggage buried in our subconscious. Painful events, thought patterns, and beliefs. And we don't dare look at that because, well, they're painful. And they're still painful because at some level, we're still holding them in unforgiveness. That's what the pain is. That unforgiveness, that discomfort is your sure sign that you're not fully in the vibration of love. It's a clear sign that you're still holding on to fear energy through unforgiveness. Because if we had fully forgiven, there would be no uncomfortable charge of energy when we think of the past. We would feel a sense of neutrality, of peace and calmness. Even over tragedies and horrific events, they would hold no emotional charge. But since we're holding something in unforgiveness, instead of being peaceful in the love vibration, you feel uncomfortable in that fear of unforgiveness. And now with your new expansion of awareness, you've become aware of this energetic block from the past. You've been programmed and subconsciously believe that you have to hold on to unforgiveness because if you forgive, that would mean you're okay with what happened. And you'll never be okay with it because it was awful. But forgiveness doesn't mean you're in agreement with what happened or that you're okay with it or that you condone someone else's behavior. Forgiveness is the gift you give yourself and has nothing to do with anyone or anything else. Holding someone in unforgiveness is like taking poison and expecting the other person to die. The first time I heard that, I was horrified, because it was so true. Forgiveness is about you. When we're holding someone else in unforgiveness, that pain is damaging our body, not theirs. No matter how awful what they did was, the pain we're feeling is our pain. Forgiveness releases you from fear. It heals the pain and it sets you free so that you can transform all of that and be the vibration of love. Because we all know that you can't be in both. You're either in the vibration of love or you're in the vibration of fear. Never both. You can't vibrate in love while holding on to unforgiveness and grudges and judgment and resentment. You can't wallow in shame and guilt and vibrate in love at the same time. No, you can't. You have to release the need to hold on to the past and forgive. Forgive the event, the people involved, and yourself for the part that you played in what happened. Maybe you had an active part. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you were just collateral damage. But even when we're just collateral damage, sometimes we blame ourselves when there was nothing we could do. So be sure to forgive that aspect of you as well. Any pain that we're holding, no matter what it is, still exists in the subconscious of our body because we're holding the memory of a past event in unforgiveness. Again, if we had already forgiven, we'd be free of pain and suffering. We have to face the fact. The past experiences are over, and holding them in unforgiveness holds us back, holds us in the past, blocking our ability to move forward and truly be happy. And happiness is our birthright. No matter what you have or have not done in your life, it's your birthright to be happy, to live a fulfilled square of life. Everything you could ever want to experience, to have, to be, is in your field of potentiality. When you consciously choose something new, setting your empowered, elevated emotional intention, and you focus your attention on the experience of that choice, and you feel that emotion in your body, when you allow your inner eye to see yourself experiencing your chosen experience, you impress the subconscious with a new vibration of energy. And your body feels it. Your body feels that elevated emotion and is stimulated with that impassioned feeling of emotion, evoking a reaction from the universe, a delivery of your impassioned emotions in the physical form of an experience, a relationship, a material thing. This shift in consciousness to the higher vibration of love energy opens the way for anything you're subconsciously holding in unforgiveness to reveal itself. And when you've forgiven what you've held in unforgiveness, you set yourself free to be the impassioned love vibration. And again, that energy sends out to the universe a new magnetic field of expectancy. A new signature of energy. What you wish to experience is within your field of potentiality. If it weren't, you wouldn't even want it. And when you send out this new magnetic field, this signature of energy, the universal infinite intelligence fulfills your order. You don't have to go anywhere to get it. It's simply delivered to you. Here you go. This is yours. Just like you ordered it from Amazon, it gets delivered. Remember, forgiveness doesn't condone behavior or mean you're in agreement. Forgiveness is the gift you give yourself. And true forgiveness heals the pain within you and sets you free. Each of us has the power within us to stop, face the pain we're experiencing, and forgive the experience, the people involved, and ourselves for our part in it. transforming all the painful energy to love, healing it in all directions of time. And it's here, right here, immersed in the vibration of love, that you live your version of heaven on earth. It's here that the need to force your personal will to create the life you want to live stops. Because the need to force your life into submission was based in fear. And just to be clear, we've been programmed to live our lives from a vibration of fear. Fear of, well, everything. Fear we won't get what we want. Fear we will get what we want and life will change. Fear of lack. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of simply not being enough. Always lacking. Fear of failure. Fear of success. It's time to put a stop to all of that and just be you. The perfect you, a spiritual being of love and light that is as one with the divinity. Feeling the need to force your personal will happens from a level of fear. And let's face it, the feeling of needing to make something happen is based in fear. Otherwise, you wouldn't feel that need to force. Fear is like a virus on your computer. It may still work, but it doesn't work efficiently. When we're in fear, we feel feelings like dire need, limitation, missing out, pain, and suffering. We feel isolated and alone. And we feel like we need to force things to happen because nobody's going to do it for us. We have to work hard. We have to struggle. But that's not true. The truth is, when you're vibrating in the energy of love, your feelings and emotions, they flow in harmony. There is no fear in the state of the love vibration. There is no fear, no pain, no suffering, only love of the highest order. And love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. And love heals all. When you actively, with impassioned, elevated emotions, set your intention to the love vibration, fully immersed in the bliss of forgiveness and gratitude, you write the narrative of being the powerful love-based cause for the experience of your life, resulting in the effect of living your heaven on earth. And through the act of forgiveness and the immersion into gratitude, you create a new cycle of existence, one of naturally flowing in the vibration of love, giving love and gratitude and receiving experiences that generate more love and gratitude. You become fully engaged in a revolving cycle of love. No more struggling. Florence talks about our three levels of consciousness coming into alignment. When we're fully vibrating in the frequency of love of the highest order, we transcend the fears of this physical world. We transcend that old state of being slapped around by outside stimulants, experiences that 6 months ago would have sent us into a tailspin. Instead, now, from your new foundation of love, that experience doesn't move you. You're standing there observing. You're the observer. You're safe. You can see what's happening, but from this safe space, you have clarity of thought to understand and act on opportunities for solutions. Solutions that create the higher outcome. No more pushing the pedal to move forward while tapping the fear brake. No more stuttering. No more shrink-wrapped energy of survival mode. Nope. Your dominant energy of your subconscious becomes love instead of fear, bringing your three levels of consciousness into alignment. And now you're free. You're free to be who you want to be. Manifest what fulfills your square of life, your version of heaven on earth, free in all directions of time as one with the divinity within, with complete access to your field of potentiality, your realm of perfect ideas. However, keep in mind, you still live in a human body. And you have the free will to take old, past, painful experiences back and play with them. And if you play with them long enough, you'll be able to just think about them and push your body into that fight or flight survival mode. This is the new you reverting back to the old self. Plus, remember, we can only forgive and transform energy to the degree that we're able to think. We can't think greater than what we're feeling. So when we're hanging on to unforgiveness through pain of the past, we operate like a malware of fear, or a fear virus program is running in the background of our life, our thoughts, and our energy. And sometimes that fear, malware, or virus is well hidden, buried deep in our subconscious. But when we continue to actively, consciously choose to be the love vibration, we expand our awareness and we gain awareness of our internal energetic flow. And when we're at the top of our game, having become a greater and greater expression of ourselves, syncing with the divinity within as one, those hidden fears get revealed. And at this stage of the game, we know what to do with it. We recognize it for what it is, an energy begging to be transformed to love of the highest order, forgiven in all directions of time and healed. And when we do that, we achieve a higher vibration of freedom. And our heaven on earth evolves and expands, and we feel that deep sense of peace, that bliss of oneness, of wholeness. And fear energy can't touch us. Achieving this is possible. It just takes practice, implementation. The more you consciously choose to be love energy when you really want to throw up your hands and give up, but you don't, the more you forgive and infuse uncomfortable situations with love as best you possibly can, and you do it over and over till you fully infuse all with love, you can feel it. The more you immerse yourself in gratitude, vibrating in appreciation and love, you can feel it. The more effortlessly you flow in grace and love becomes your normal state of being, the foundation of your new life is firm, yet fluid, because it's flowing with love. And you naturally attract to you your beautiful, happy life. Your version of heaven on earth becomes the reality experience of your life. And it may not look exactly like you thought it would. It's better because you claimed this or better when you set your impassioned intention. And the best part about understanding all of this, how the energy works, you don't have to wait till you're triggered, till the universe reveals pain. You can sit down and just take a look back at your life. Is there something that still feels raw and painful? If so, you're holding it in unforgiveness. And I've created a guided meditation to support you to forgive. So now we're going to experience that. Our newest meditation, forgiveness, transforming the energy to love. Okay. Uh-oh, I see I have chat. Oh, sorry. Could be internet service, Donna, that you lost me. I'm hoping that the recording will be complete because I'm recording it on my computer instead of the internet. Okay, so we are going to do our meditation now. So just get comfy. And so we begin. Just get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap. Just close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. Shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with a slow, deep breath, we set our intention to be the vibration of love, love of the highest order, as one with the divinity within. And with eyes closed, we sense a beautiful mist of white light swirling, wrapping us in a cocoon of love, as Archangel Michael and Archangel Metatron join us. They take your hands and together we form a circle of love. Where they hold your hands, you feel the love of the highest order flowing, warm and comforting. The love flows through you, filling your heart and then your body with healing white light. joins us. He walks up behind you and gently places his hands on your shoulders, literally having your back. And now with another deep breath, breathe in deeply of this swirling mist of love as you become one with the greater consciousness. Just allow your body to feel this cleansing white light flowing gently throughout your cells, moving from one to another with each deep breath. And now settle your focus on your heart, where this beautiful white light glows brightly, connecting you with the divinity within. Breathe in the love. Breathe into the connection. We now set our intention to forgive what's been held in unforgiveness, forgiving and releasing pain of the past in all directions of time, neutralizing all karma, healing what was once painful. Place in the center of the circle the situation you've been holding in unforgiveness. Archangel Michael takes his warrior sword and slices through any cords, threads, cables, or chains from you to this situation, freeing you and opening the way for healing in all directions of time. Together, we forgive the past and infuse this situation with love of the highest order. And you forgive. Situation dissolves, leaving in its wake only the light of love. Now place in the center of the circle the people who were involved. Archangel Michael takes his warrior sword and slices through any cords, threads, cables, or chains from you to the people, freeing you, opening the way for healing in all directions of time. Together, we forgive the past and infuse these people with love of the highest order. And you forgive. People transform to light and fade away. And now the aspect of you that was involved in this situation walks into the center of the circle. Forgive yourself for the part that you played in this event. And together we send love, infusing this aspect of you with love of the highest order. You forgive. And with another deep breath, allow yourself to feel the release of forgiveness, the freedom. Another slow, deep breath. This aspect of you rejoins your persona, and you're filled with light, filled with limitless love, as one with the divinity within. You're free from the pain of unforgiveness, free from the past. It's safe for you to live fully in this moment of now with open heart. It's safe for you to be happy. It's safe for you to be free. It's safe for you to give and receive love. It's safe for you to use your power to live your version of heaven on earth. You are one with the divinity, whole and complete. And with another slow, deep breath, integrate this love of forgiveness. And now with another deep breath, this beautiful love vibration that is your essence expands out from you, broadcasting out to the universe love of the highest order, accessing your field of potentiality, your realm of perfect ideas, where all that fulfills your version of heaven on earth resides. And with this expulsion of love energy, you are a magnet for what brings your heart joy. In deepest gratitude, as if already having received, focus on what fills your heart with joy. Feel the impassioned, elevated emotions of joy and gratitude at having already received your heartfelt desires. Immerse yourself into the thrill of these emotions and breathe into this love and broadcast the spark of your ideas out to the universe to magnify back to you receipt in magnificent ways under grace. We ground into this love energy and bring it back with us. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth, all the way down to that core healing love light at her center. Those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you, anchoring that love that is your essence. And with another deep breath, just pull that healing love of Mother Earth back up through the soils, back up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart, bringing that love back with you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay. So let's just recap. Today we look closely at intention, what intention is, and how to feel it so we can actually use the energy to create a new experience. And we now understand that intention isn't just a word. It's a state of being. It's the vibration of an emotional charge of energy. And we dove deep into why we hold on to unforgiveness and why we must transform the energy with loving forgiveness. And then we did that with the meditation. And this whole process rewrites those neural pathways of belief that have been holding us back. You're creating a new world for yourself, a new reality, without ever leaving your house. This is your opportunity to use your power like you've never used it before, with studied intention. The moment you indulge yourself in the full immersion of that elevated love emotion with focused attention on clarifying your intention, it's like the ground shakes and the lights flash and energy takes off, molding into form and getting what you want or better happens. Have you set your new routine? Are you learning what time and action steps work best for you? Using your empowerment cards? Are you writing in your empowerment journal? Are you meditating? We've got all these new meditations. Again, when I listen to the gratitude meditation twice in a row, my body's vibrating. So I saw an interview with Dr. Joe Dispenza, where he was talking about sitting in gratitude for a minimum of 15 minutes a day. Well, I think he said 10 to 15 minutes, three times a day. And that can be measured with tests. You know, they have some kind of digital kind of tests that can measure it. And people's immune systems improve 50%. 10 to 15 minutes a day, three times a day, and the immune system improves up to 50%. That's remarkable. We scroll in social media for 10 to 15 minutes a day, three times a day. Yeah. And I do want to suggest earthing, walking on the earth barefoot, or sitting with your bare feet on the ground for at least 30 minutes every day if you can. There's a movie called The Earthing Movie. It's a documentary. It's available on Prime, Tubi, and Roku. I put the name of it in our Deep Dive Central webpage and where you can watch it. I also put a link to the interview with Dr. Joe Dispenza that you can go listen to if you want. Those are already on there along with the meditation we did tonight. It's already on the Deep Dive Central. So if you want to go take part in that before I get the rest of the recording on there of tonight's class, it's available for you. So please just be implementing what we've been discussing. Face what's being revealed to you. Ask questions when you have them. Reach out for support if you need it. I have already set up the Empowerment Implementation Intensive. That is a 3-month program that you can reserve your seat now for that. It's going to be, I'm so excited about it. You know, it's just the next step after this program, this deep dive program, to really, you know, it's just easier to do it when you've got other people with you doing it too. You get that additional support. If you can do it all on your own, awesome. But you don't have to do it on your own. You can join me for the next 3 months and we'll do it together. Okay, so thank you so much for being here. This does complete our call.